thing we wanted to do was, you know, we wanted to make sure that we kept a clean sheet. For all the good attacking players we've got, and we have got some good ones, you know, we have to be reminded that sometimes to win a game, you can't keep conceding four away from home, no matter how good a team you think you are. So we worked a bit on and reminded them all week of how to defend and where to defend, and there was a bit more resilience about them and a bit more steel about us. And we needed to get a platform, thankfully. A game plan, if you like, it works, but all credit to them. The players all year have come away on a bitterly cold night tonight and rolled up their sleeves, and wasn't particularly pretty at all, but we've got a result which puts us in a great position.
Yeah. Did you feel at half-time the game was there for the taking for your side?
I thought the longer it went, always away from home, then you've always got a chance, because when they're at home, the team always wants to come on to you. Thankfully, the little bit of quality what we showed got us the goal, a little bit of quality, a little couple of 1-2s, and we held it open. Quinny, great finish, which has won us the match.
Mm. Your substitutions, 9 times out of 10, maybe 10 times out of 10, seem to come off. You've made the double substitution, they both played a part in the goal.
Well, listen, it's let's hope I can make a few good ones in the next 2 months, because the tickly bit is just around the corner. After we get into the international break, there'll be all sorts of shenanigans going on in this division. I know for a fact we've got a group who are capable all the time of mounting a challenge, and we've given ourselves a wonderful opportunity. However, we're in there with 4 or 5 teams, and we'll not forget that, but we'll keep plugging away, and hopefully we can pull it through.
What did you make of Quinn's performance tonight? Does he score enough goals?
Well, yeah, that's a question that can be asked of him. He's a good finisher when he gets there. He's such a good little player to have in your team. He's clever, you know, he runs around, he runs a million miles every game. For 50, 100 grand, whatever we paid for him, he's been a terrific signing. And again, you know, he trains every day if it's his last. And I'm delighted for him that he's got the winner.
Mm. How pleased were you with tonight's performance, given the last 3 away games?
We needed addressing, because arguably we probably played better at Crystal Palace and we probably played better at Bolton, especially in the second half. But you can't give goals away, and there was a resilience tonight to make sure that didn't happen. You know, we were far, far more resolute and tougher, and that worked.
For the first time, you've put some pressure on the leaders, haven't you? You got within 3 points of them.
Well, as I said with Cardiff, it would take an almighty hiccup from them. You know, it would be a Devon lock, I think Fergie said a few years ago, you know, with the position they've got themselves in. But all of us have mounted a challenge, to be fair to Palace, to be fair to everybody else chasing Cardiff. We're all making a fist of it, and over to them.
OK, Geddo's come off tonight, looks, with an
he's
injury.
He's got frostbite. I don't think he's witnessed cold conditions like that, that's for certain. He got a bang in the first 5 minutes, would you believe? We'll see how his is, but it's a kick and a nasty one. But I don't think he's seen snow before, or he's seen a cold winter's night in the northwest of England, and tough for him, but there you go.
Any other injuries?
Not as far as I know at the moment, no.